I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Kramer and Jess. On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
If it is your birthday, don't you feel like you should get your way? Just answer that question first. True or false? If it's your birthday, you should get your way. True or false? Jessica Dutra.
I think when you turn 43, I feel like that answer becomes a little more complex.
Yes or no?
So I'm going to say to you,
yes,
no. In your situation, no, because since you act like that all year on your birthday, no one knows to do anything else because it's like, is this regular or not?
There's only a clear answer, and the answer is yes. If it is your birthday, you should always get your way. And this weekend in New York.
Did you get him the small violin yet, Charlotte, or no?
No, I need to get that.
Okay, cool.
So I went to New York this weekend with my family, my mom and my brother. We were all in New York for this weekend. I just feel like there's some days you really can't argue with people, and your birthday should be one of them, right? Now, the three of us shared a hotel room. And that's always kind of tricky when you've got three people that don't typically share a space. There's some things you've got to figure out.
True.
Now, there are some things that I'm very particular about. And one of those things that I am particular about is I must sleep with some type of noise. I can't sleep
in
silence,
side.
Right?
I'm on
can't
your side.
Can't sleep in silence. Now, here's the thing. My mom and my brother are silent sleepers.
Yeah, dude.
Okay? Like, they have to sleep in just dead silence. I cannot. Like, I was sitting there with my thoughts all night long. I don't care what it is.
So what has to be on? Like the TV?
I have a noise machine that I sleep
with.
What
does it sound like?
It's just white noise. Psh, like that's it. Like all night long. Got to have it on. Got to have it at least a medium volume, right?
And what did your mom say? And how old is your mom, by the way?
Mom's 73 years old.
What did this sweet 73-year-old woman say about keeping that on at night?
Here is where it gets a little trickier because we get three people in a room. Two of them want dead silence.
Yeah.
It just gets a little trickier because I start arguing. I'm like, well, listen, that's fine, but we have to keep in mind, it's my birthday.
Okay? Bro, that was your argument?
I did argue.
Isn't it like two against one? Shouldn't the majority win?
I argued that it was my birthday, so that I think that I should get my way because it's my birthday.
Can
right?
I pause you real quick?
Yeah.
And I really hope that if necessary, we can pull the audio if you want to like challenge me on this.
Sure.
I remember when I brought up you going away, you were like, I'm not doing anything for my birthday this year. I'm not doing anything. Mm-hmm. It's not a big deal. I'm not doing anything.
Right.
And I was like, but what about New York? And you said from your mouth,
yeah,
New York, that's not my birthday trip. That's for High Rocks.
So here's my brother threw back in my face. My brother goes, yeah, but mom paid for the room. And
ooh,
I'm like,
no, because you should have gotten your own room if you know that you're, that's the thing is I'm so specific about sleeping. So I will say in advance, like, I'm going to need to do this or I will plan for it. That was where you went wrong.
So,
yeah. Like if you're going to share, you have to be ready to have a shared type of mind for the space. But if you require all these crazy things, which you do and you
I
know.
Do.
This,
no,
then
true.
You should have gotten your own space.
So really, here's the question. When you've got people that share a space and you've got people that like noise when they sleep and people that don't like noise when they sleep,
then
who wins?
You need to be alone.
Is it headphones?
Have your own room.
Yeah, it's absolutely headphones.
Is it headphones or is it earplugs? Honestly.
Either.
Like who? Because they had earplugs. My mom brought extra earplugs.
You made them to have it on at night?
Well, the first night I kept it on. The second night that
I
turned it off and I slept like absolute crap. Well, because I argued the birthday fact. I argued the birthday
it
fact, and I won.
Oh my God.
What, you don't think birthday cards should have won that? Because I do. And then I felt bad the second night.
I think you're wrong.
I
think you're wrong. I think you're crazy. That was insane.
So who? Okay, in the fact
like
though,
that actually
in the
was
case,
insane, and I can't believe you did that. And honestly, I can't believe that they allowed that.
The birthday card should not have won,
bro. No, it's not a birthday card, bro. No, that's not it.
Okay, in the
that's
case,
literally
in
not
the case
it. Like I can't. Like especially like when you're in a group setting like that. That's just so crazy. Like you should have had on your headphones.
You can't sleep with AirPods in. That's
I just
not
think
possible.
It's like you can't have your cake and eat it too. Like you would have complained.
You can. It's your birthday.
No, but
it's
that's
how it
the
works.
Thing. No, but here's the thing. You
no.
would
have your birthday cake and eat it too.
Not when you're getting a free room.
No, that's what I'm saying.
The free room was tricky to me. That's where I felt.
You get the free
guilty.
Room or you get to sleep well. That's your choice.
Yeah.
But you chose
and as
wrong.
A 43 year old person, I just think that you should handle your life differently at this point. Like that's a crazy reaction.
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily. And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars. Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore. And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Yeah. Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality Gaze,
let's love.